The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Throughout the world, AM 600.
Let's do it.
The boys are back in town. Willem and Steve, welcome
yes,
to Travel
good
World.
Morning. Stephen Pickford here, along with Willem Backus. Willem was away last week in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yep.
We learned all about that last week's show. Yeah, you had a lot of fun there. Party time down on the Gulf of Mexico while I was away with Vic Phillips.
Baking in Mesa, Arizona.
75 degrees, 78 degrees. It was nice and warm. Vic will be joining us after 11:15, along with other people from the Mesa area, the Convention Bureau, and the different attractions. On the way to the Phoenix area.
Funny thing happened on the way to Phoenix.
Yes, well, we stopped off in Toronto at the Valhalla Inn. hadn't been there since 1991 when I stopped over on the way to Helsinki and Bangkok. It's all being remodeled. A lot of money being poured into the property. The 240 rooms, they have an indoor pool and in-room coffee maker and hair dryer. They're just about finished the remodeling project now. What I liked was, instead of having the regular drapes that always get off the track and they always open up and you get sunlight in, they have these new plastic molded shutters that totally obliterate all the
incoming light.
Yeah, well, you
just
can open
you,
it.
Hang upside down too.
No, that's in Des Moines. You got to do that. But
the bats. All
the rooms are
again.
Beautiful forest green and beige and wooden armoires. It still has that Scandinavian feel from the Valhalla Inn of old.
Are you telling me that the sheets were finished in peaceful forest green with gentle swirls of brown and gray?
No, maybe afterwards, but great stopover rate, $79, includes parking for up to 2 weeks or the airport shuttle bus as need be, and you're away from the Dixon Road hubbub and all the noise. You're away from the flight path. It's a nice, quiet location of the Valhalla Inn, and you can give them a call, 1-800-268-2500, $79 stopover rate, and their beautifully remodeled property, and enjoy a quiet, peaceful night before heading up on your flight.
And if you're Robert Plant, you can always sing, Valhalla, we are coming.
Yeah, well, I guess you could do that, too. Also, flew down to Phoenix aboard Air Canada, and that's a nice, easy way to do it, because 4.5 hours from Toronto, you're there.
Shoom, shoom.
Yeah, there's nonstop out of Toronto. In the winter season, they're using 767 wide bodies, so not these old DC-9s that some carriers use. You're flying on equipment that quite often sees its way onto transatlantic routes, so better seat pitch, better width of seats, they recline further, so Air Canada is the way to go down to Phoenix. You also get the choice of two hot entrees. You get the beef or chicken or pasta. You know, not a soggy sandwich on a paper plate. This is
real food,
real international style catering going down. We had the braised beef in sort of southwestern style.
Wow.
Coming back, honey garlic roasted chicken on.
You had yourself a good time aboard.
Oh yeah,
Air Canada.
Right on time both ways. You also get a movie. You get audio entertainment on Air Canada. So unlike other carriers flying down to Phoenix, Air Canada has the service to batch. That's one of the new destinations over the last couple of years under open skies that they have added. So right now it's one daily flight, 767 in the peak season, an Airbus A320 in the off season. But that's highly recommended as the way to go. And when you get to Phoenix, you have to get around. It's easy to get around because all the streets are well marked, unlike other places we've been. They are also, signs are lit at night, so easy to find your exit, easy to find the intersections you're going to.
Oh, that's good.
Most of the major roads, 2-3 lanes and divided, so it's a grid system. Numbering is easy to follow.
Made for cars.
Made for cars. There are a lot of cars.
It's not like trying to find your way around Boston. Ooh.
No, it's made because the city's basically been, you know, within 100 years, and most of its development's been the last 20, 30 years, so
right.
Well laid out. National Car Rental is at the airport, 1-800-CAR-RENT. What I liked about National, you didn't get stuck, you know, they said, how there's your red Corsica and you've got to take it. You've got a mid-size reserve. They take you to a whole row of vehicles that are mid-size.
You have the white car.
Oh, yeah, white car. Heavy car is white. Vic says, I'm going to pick a white car because it'll be easy to spot.
Easy to spot.
But 99% of the cars in Phoenix, because of light refractory and all those great physics that Professor Randy would like to teach, these people buy white cars
my
to keep them
cool.
My favorite
kind of white car to drive in Montreal is a white car with little olive and gold stripes on the side.
But
has a special, a couple of special lights on the top, help you through the rush hour traffic.
Oh, yes. Here, just put them on top, yes. And then don't knock them off. But they take you right to the row. Mid-sized cars, you pick your own. So if you want an American-built car, if you want a foreign model, for a Japanese model, you pick what you want. You pick the color and the model you want. You're not just forced into taking whatever they have. The average rate for a car from National is between 35 and 40 U.S. a day. Also inquire about their frequent flyer discount rates, because if you're a member of many of the leading carriers' frequent flyer programs, they'll give you 10 to 20% off. So it pays to ask it if your company has a corporate rate here with a Tilden. It's now all called National, and the National Tilden in Canada, National Car Rental in the Phoenix area, 1-800-CAR-RENT.
Well, Steve, that's a great place. Tilden, National. We're going to
Good friend, Walter Tilden. Walter Tilden was the first guest on the cable TV version of Travel World back in 95. So,
coming back from the break, which we're coming up after we talk about Air Montreal, is special guest in studio, Heather Grace. Well, Steve, tell us about Air Montreal.
Yeah, Air Montreal. Some people can't get away to the sunny destinations like Phoenix. They've got to get to the business centers of Quebec, like Val-d'Or, Rouen, Quebec City, Bagotville, Mont-Joli.
Even if you want to fly down on a Friday night and see what the single bars are doing, eh?
Oh, yeah, if you had to put to Bagotville and see whether all those...
A friend of ours does this. A friend of ours drives to Chicoutimi.
Why would you want to drive to Chicoutimi? He heard there was a lot of action up there, so if you want to go up there, I mean...
He does.
He drives up to Chicoutimi. Why put yourself through that? You can be there in an hour on Air Montreal.
That's right.
You don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance. You don't have to stay a Saturday night. It's just-in-time travel at 50% less than other carriers on the route. Call today, fly tomorrow. You save even more by taking advantage of the free parking at their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where there's no airport improvement fee to pay either. So Air Montreal, 631-2111, or on the internet at www.airmontreal.com.
Rolling the break, Heather Grace. Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your dead.
CIQC Montreal.
Seja, the city's automotive heart. The street you head for to buy or lease a car. To get it fixed or painted or accessorized. Seja, just off Highway 20. The street where you find useful businesses like this.
Small dent or major smash-up. The damage to the body of your car is the concern of Clifton Auto Center. A full garage at Upper Lachine Road and Saint-Jacques. Clifton specialize in paint and body work as well. In fact, they guarantee their work 100%. They'll take care of the paperwork for your insurance claim, and they'll even provide a courtesy car on request. So when your car, whatever make, gets into an accident, get it down to Clifton Auto Center, 5905 Upper Lachine Road at Saint-Jacques. Satisfaction guaranteed at Clifton Auto Center, 486-7575.
Remember, when it's something about your car, there's someone on Saint-Jacques to help you out. Visit the city's automotive part to find people like Oval, Lincoln, Mercury for quality new and used cars. Transall Transmissions, Transmission Specialists, Moto International and Harley-Davidson Montreal for every motorcycle need. And Thrifty Car Rental with a location on Saint-Jacques. Saint-Jacques, car-minded.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Hyperactive or super lazy, you're the type to enjoy Sunday brunch at Restaurant de Vieuxport. Hi, Suzanne Deshotel suggesting a fabulous way to make the most of Sundays is to head for the heart of historic old Montreal and treat yourself, your family, your friends to the pleasure of Vieuxport's superb buffet brunch. Excellent choice, just $13.95 per person and kids half price. Reserve your brunch time 10 to 3 and enjoy. Call 866-3175 Restaurant de Vieuxport, 39 St. Paul Street East at St. Gabriel.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel du Four, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel du Four, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Chad the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take.
Talk Radio 600, the CIQC.
Little absence for a couple of weeks, Steve. We've been on the road.
We've been on the road, a trip a month, and where we went last week was Mesa, Arizona, the third largest city in Arizona, population around 325,000. Almost 370,000 now over the past couple of years. It's really, really growing, and great residential feel to it. It's a central of all there is to do in the greater Phoenix area, but without the hubbub and congestion that you would find in the right downtown core.
And you went there with Vic last week, didn't you?
Yes, Canada Centennial Anchorman himself, Vic Phillips. He's on the line with us. Good morning.
I'm still not getting over my trip. I'm sitting here looking at all the brochures and booklets and looking at the beautiful pictures. You know, I'm calling in from Toronto, as you well know, and this is a boring, flat, dull city. And
no argument from us.
Yeah, and Mesa is just a beautiful suburb, I guess you'd describe it, of Phoenix, ringed by mountains, hills, and desert. Just a great spot to visit. Better than going to Florida. You know, Quebecers are always jumping on the plane and taking off to Florida. Take some of that money and visit Phoenix instead. And I think the flights cost about the same out of Montreal anyway.
Oh, yeah, particularly like at spring break time, you know, they want over $1,000 sometimes to go to Florida, and you can get down to Phoenix Airport for, you know, $500. So half price to get down to Phoenix. And where we were staying in Mesa at the Holiday Inn and Suites on Country Club Drive, great location there as well, because you're right near Highway 60, Superstition Freeway. They're part
of... Superstition Freeway?
Yeah, from the Superstition Mountains. So the Superstition Mountains goes back to the whole Apache Indian...
The mountains go under a ladder or something?
No. Yeah, there's 13 exits. No. intersection with Black Cat Drive. But as well, they have these packages. Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau have packages that combine around 12 different hotels and a dozen golf courses where you can pre-play and pre-plan all of your golfing and your tee times up to 90 days in advance. And this is operated for the Mesa Convention Bureau by America West Airlines Vacations. Their head office is in the Phoenix area. And by staying at the Holiday Inn, we had a full cooked-to-order breakfast, skillet, Southwestern-style skillet meal. They had a lovely swimming pool as well, 3 to 5 feet deep. So as I mentioned when I got home...
Classic piece of writing.
You do not have to, be scared that you're going to go right over the edge. You know, some swimming pools, they go 3 feet, 4 feet, then goes down to 13 feet, and you feel the hotel has made its own equivalent of the Grand Canyon and over your head, and, not a nice experience to fill your lungs with chlorine.
You know, Stephen, a lot of Quebecers probably would think that Arizona is more of an exotic place than Florida, but, you know, in many ways, the shopping there is just like Florida. Beautiful shopping centers with 250 stores, the great bookstores. The only thing that's different is there isn't any water like there is in Florida. So, they have a couple of lakes, but the desert scenery is just fantastic.
When you get off the plane and you're driving, we were heading off to go golfing on the Friday morning. And just when you leave the residential areas and you start driving through the desert, it looks even better than you see in the brochures, or you imagine it, you've seen videos. It is something to behold, particularly when the sun is rising. You have that beautiful, beautiful sky, clear skies, and range of desert flora and fauna is truly something to behold.
But you know what was always in the back of my mind? People were warning, well, watch out for those rattlesnakes, and watch out for those scorpions, and watch out for some cactus or something that jump at you.
Jumping cactus?
Yes, it's attracted by body heat, and parts of the arms break off and start grabbing onto people.
Yeah, but that, I never saw anything.
No. We didn't see that. Some of those, I think, are sort of the local lore and local stories that,
I guess so.
Well, of course, if you go up and walk up the side of a mountain in the boiling midday sun, you're going to see some rattlers. But you're not going to see that in downtown Mesa. No, that's for certain.
Now, you know, and that whole area is a great sporting area. Like, it's Major League Baseball, football, basketball. basketball. It's got it all. And, you know, it's famous for its Phoenix and Tucson Open Golf Tournaments. The state is. And incidentally, well-known Canadian great George Knutson won both of those tournaments a few years ago. Great golfing.
Yeah, well, you had a good game. You were on top of your game when you played.
Yeah, you sat in the cart and watched me. You were surprised. You'd never seen me golf before. And I played with rented clubs, so I didn't have my own clubs with me. And I did have a great game. I just fell in love with that course. They say it's the second toughest course in Arizona, Las Sendas.
Right, Las Sendas. It's rated second most difficult public access course in Arizona. It's 18 holes, par 71, Robert Trent Jones design course. I mean, it's
a natural course.
Natural course, yeah.
It doesn't have, like, in Ontario, Quebec, we have courses with railroad ties and other add-ons. Well, this is a Robert Trent Jones designed course, and any golfer will know that's quality. Mind you, it was expensive to play. It was $153 U.S., but it's a once-in-a-lifetime thrill to play a course like this in the desert.
Now, we're trying to get Mark Gurnow now on the line. He's from the Las Sendas course. He's the director of golf out there, and he has some things to say about the all of the golf packages. He'll be joining us within a few moments here. But the whole golf package that the Convention Bureau has arranged, their number is 1-877-343-7077. As I mentioned, they have 90-day advance preferred tee times. There's a total in the area, in the greater Mesa area, of 175 courses. So while these packages have 12 hotels and 13 different courses that they can put you on, including Las Sendas.
Yeah, I know. And I know from Montreal, a lot of golfers drive down. And this is something you wouldn't do. Arizona is quite a hike. But Montrealers like to drive down to Myrtle Beach or Florida. And they'll get four or eight guys or ladies. And off they go. And they stay a week or two on golfing trips. But, you know, it's not all that much more expensive to fly, to put your clubs on a plane and fly to Arizona.
No, that's good advice as well. When you get down to Mesa area, it's not just golf. I mean, some people think, oh, you go down to Arizona and all there is golf. We saw two great museums, the Champlain Fighter Museum, the Confederate Air Force Museum at Falcon Field, which is a World War II era British training facility. Great collection of World War I and World War II fighter aircraft, jet aircraft from the Korean War. You would not imagine a museum of that caliber to be in a city like Mesa. You would not, think that.
And one entire display in the museum was dedicated to the Royal Canadian Air Force and its role in the First and Second World Wars. And it had Canadian aircraft, full-size Canadian aircraft. So if you're an aircraft buff and you want to know a little bit of the history, you know, it's the kind of thing you wouldn't see in Canada. I don't know of any place, I've been to some military museums where they dedicate a whole space to American pilots and American planes. Well, they did that in the Phoenix area in Mesa and dedicated a whole section to Canada. And they say dedicated to our Canadian friends who helped Americans in both great wars. And they talk about all the pilots and their pictures of Canadians who were great war aces. And I learned more about Canada's role in the two wars, First and Second World War, in that Phoenix area than I did living as a Canadian up in Toronto.
How about that? That's quite something. I love museums like that because we know also there's airplane graveyards in other parts of Arizona that you can go see because the desert heat preserves the aircraft.
And there's a whole book on that. When we were looking at the stores, we did a lot of shopping in Mesa area. Great shopping in the area. We had Fiesta Mall. There's also Superstition Springs Mall. Reasonable prices. These are not totally upscale and trendy shopping districts that, you know, you go in there and you buy a $500 T-shirt. These are shopping areas where local people buy, and there's a great variety and great pricing for Canadians.
Yeah, and you and I managed to buy a couple of suits and ties, and we found some great bargains, so we each picked up a couple of suits down there.
And dining in there, because it's local people visit these restaurants, it did not have to cost too much to go out and eat. We had one dinner, went to Chevy's Fresh Mex Cuisine, $6.99 for a big platter, a sampler platter, a couple of tacos, pork tamale, cornbread, beans. You can't beat pricing like that. Friendly family atmosphere.
Yeah, and you know, Stephen, it's still a bargain, even with our low Canadian dollar. If you know what you're looking for, bargains are still available. For instance, And one sports jacket I bought, when I converted it to Canadian, I just got my visa bill, and it was $180 Canadian for this jacket. It was 110 U.S., that's 180 Canadian. And last night, I was out at a store here in Toronto, saw the same jacket. Rather than 180 Canadian, it was 310 Canadian. So, and then on top of that, you add 15% of our tax. You know, we're taxed like crazy in this country. So shopping is still a bargoon there.
Oh, yes, if you know what you're looking for. To help Canadians when they're down there and offset some of that difference with the value of the Canadian dollar, the Arizona Office of Tourism has a program out called... They call it Canadian Cactus Days, that it ran from October and it continues through March and possibly will be extended past then. 10 to 30% off of participating hotels, attractions, restaurants. So that takes some of the sting out of the currency exchange as well.
Yep. And what a great area for history. If you like Western history, that's the area where a lot of the Apache Wars took place, and the U.S. Cavalry Wars. And that's a state where Wyatt and his brother Virgil Earp had the tombstone, the battle at the OK Corral. They're buried up on Boot Hill. That's in another part of Arizona. But that whole state has tremendous history. And if you're a fan of the Wild West, and even if you're a bit of a Civil War buff, Arizona has some history involving the U.S. Civil War from 1861 to 65. I don't know if you want to speak now about that Apache Trail.
Well, we'll be talking about that after the 11:30 break. We'll be talking to Jim Morrison from Rockin' Our Ranch. Jim Morrison, one of the founding fathers, his family was one of the founding fathers of the city of Mesa. And we'll be talking to him after the 11:30 break. Time to talk now about lunch, because that's going to be coming up in around half an hour. So.
What do you want for lunch, Chad?
One guess what I want for lunch.
I think
it could be pizza, maybe?
Great Montreal-style, oven-fresh, piping hot at your door in 30 minutes or less. If you call now, Pizza Donini, 383-6000. It's Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember for Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Chad, let's roll it.
Sing this one with me. Everybody sing this one. I want to hear everybody join in. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bell hanging on a string. She said it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, my ding-a-ling. Everybody sing.
When it comes to your favorite brand names and looking your very best, Cavendish Mall is where to shop at this season. Quality selection and styles you'll love from Edition L, Cotton Jenny, Jacob, Gigi, Kendo, Carissia, Browns, and The Gap. Cavendish Mall, where you'll find a unique choice for all your necessities from Aldo, Quelque Hose, Spa Saint Laurent, Creation Coiffeur, Naturalizer, Lingerie Select, Boutique Lillian Roots, huge playground, restaurants, cinemas, and stores. Cavendish Mall in Côte Saint-Luc.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181. Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
If February leaves you in the cold, visit the warm, cozy quarters of Restaurant Digestivo, AM 600's restaurant of the month. You'll truly adore Monkland Avenue's Italian hotspot, home of the finest pasta, fish, and veal dishes imaginable. Experience the nostalgia and flavor of old world Italy at Restaurant Digestivo, where live music fills the air on Friday and Saturday nights. The perfect spot for dinner for two or a party of 10. Restaurant Digestivo, 5626 Monkland Avenue. Call 484-9402.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Have gone on this flight tonight. Sounds like sometimes when we took a trip on the dash through
a storm. Yeah, the dash through a storm. I thought that more than once in my lifetime. But great flight when we flew down to the Phoenix area aboard Air Canada. Nice and smooth and lots of leg room and good meals. So,
yeah. It's like the Northwest flight I took down to Biloxi last week, and I got to mention a nice thing for Northwest Airlines. They had their DC-9s all refurbished by Air Canada.
Yeah, Air Canada had the contract done at Dorval, so all of their fleet of DC-9s created
shiny,
employment.
Shiny plane. It was nice to see.
Here in Montreal. Vic Phillips stays with us here on the line, talking about our trip to Mesa last week, and also joining us now is Jim Robinson from the Rockin' R Ranch. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, God. This is Vic Phillips in Toronto, Jim, and we really enjoyed that show of yours. I can't believe the crowd that you get there, over 600 people, pack themselves in for some great food and great music, and some of them have been there 10, 15 times. They come like once a year to see you do this show.
The best part about it is they do their own dishes, and they get their own food. I love that.
Now, we actually met Wyatt Earp's, I guess it's great-great-grandnephew. You put on this show, the gunfight at the OK Corral, you recreated that, and Wyatt Earp's relative was there.
That's correct.
Great food.
His name's Wyatt Earp, too, and he that's what he does now. He spends a lot of time
Wyatt Earp too?
Recreating those gun battles.
Now, that's probably one of the greatest things that one can say about an attraction is that people return year after year, because sometimes you go to an attraction or a theme park and you go once and that's it and you never return. But here are people who have relocated to the Mesa area, or they're a snowbird staying for the winter months, and they say every time we have friends coming in, we take them to the Rockin' R Ranch.
Well, we're honored when people say that, and the thing is, the Rockin' R Ranch is a real pioneer ranch. It's not just a tourist attraction. All we did is do what we've done for generations here and invite the public in to be a part of it, and that, I think, creates an atmosphere that people like to experience.
Now, the meal we had, Jim, was that a real old-style Western meal, the way they served it to cowboys on the trail 100 years ago?
Well, not really. You know, part of what when I explain after you eat, I tell people that the reality is you'd probably had, dried beef or hard tack, and you'd had them cowboy beans. Those are real cowboy beans. The coffee way, kind of make the old-fashioned way. We cook it in a boot sock.
Wow.
And the spuds, but you wouldn't have had a salad. You know, they wouldn't have had a salad out on the trail. So we try and do as close as we can and still have something that people will come back and eat. But people love our beef. We barbecue our beef and our chicken right there on the ranch, and just the old-fashioned way in big old pit. Above ground pit barbecue that's just great.
And you can go back and get as much as you want. I mean, people were going back second and third times for some of that food because it was really tasty.
Yeah, what do they care? My kids don't have shoes and they're going back three times.
I wouldn't want to ride too close to some of those cowboys on the trail after those big meals of beans.
Yeah, but it takes 2 or 3 days for them to break down, so it's all right.
Oh. You can listen to the Little Dutch Bugle Boy concert. Oh, my goodness, it's Chuck Wagon Suppers and Western Stage Shows, as your brochure says.
And it's a whole family-oriented entertainment. It's you play a lot of great old-style Western music that was played on the trail.
That's correct.
Jim, how much time can people actually spend there, would you say? How many hours?
Well, most people arrive around 5:30 to 6, and they go outside. We have gold panning. They can pan for gold outside, and we have some shops, and they can go walk around the trails. We have lakes and waterfalls and stuff, and then they eat dinner at 6:30 to 7:30. We have a big show, starts at 7:30. Then we go outside for a big gunfight after that.
Now, Jim, I got to ask you, do people ever get bitten by rattlers or scorpions when they're walking the trails there?
Well, you know, we get bitten by scorpions here in our house.
In your house? You don't die from it?
No, it's like a bee sting, you know, but this year I've had, you know, a couple of scorpion bites, not me personally, but somebody in my family. And
well, what about the rattlers?
Rattlesnakes? No, you have to go a little farther out in the desert, but there's lots of them. Oh, yeah.
I think I
bitten by scorpions here in our house.
In your house? You don't die from it?
No, it's like a bee sting, you know, but this year I've had, you know, a couple of scorpion bites, not me personally, but somebody in my family. And
well, what about the rattlers?
Rattlesnakes? No, you have to go a little farther out in the desert, but there's lots of them. Oh, yeah.
I think I'd prefer to hold the rattle and listen to the scorpions, but anyway, that's my, my goodness.
And the poisonous spiders. Someone said, watch out for the poisonous spiders.
Poisonous spiders.
Well,
yes, I want to go there.
We have the Black Widow, which really you're not going to see unless you come out late at night and go into dark places. You know, they don't come out during the day.
Well, when I was young, I did come out late at night going to dark places.
Sounds like Vic.
Well, if you'd have been here, you'd have had a couple of them.
Now, can people on your ranch, or can you recommend, if not at your ranch, other places where people can actually go out on the trail or ride horses? Do you offer that for people who want to?
We offer that here at the ranch, but we have good friends right at the foot of the Superstition Mountains, Don Donnelly Stables, and they have the most scenic ride, and they're very experienced. And, you know, but they ride at the foot of the Superstitions, and you actually ride up into the Superstition Mountain. It's a wonderful, wonderful place to go.
And we saw a lot of people, you know, I think when we went to the Ghost Field, Ghost Town,
uh-huh.
We saw people in the distance riding horses up the side of the mountain. So it looked like a wonderful experience to try, because you go out and that really recaptures the whole Western spirit.
Well, you know, that whole area, my great-grandfather and my grandfather were all gold miners, and they were all searching for the Lost Dutchman gold mine. In fact, my great-grandfather knew the old Dutchman, you know, and so if you've heard that legend of the Lost Dutchman gold mine, there's lots of gold back in there. And then my father used to have an airplane, and back in the 50s when everybody's looking for uranium, he'd fly through those mountains. So we used to hunt up there, and those mountains to me are like my backyard. I love those mountains.
They're very close to Mesa. You do not have to go far out of the city itself. I mean, 10 minutes, and you are right out there in pristine country.
That's exactly right. And they're desert mountains, but when you take the trails that, you know, that we take up to the top of the mountains, they're up in the high pines up there. So they're very high mountains, but they're, when you see them from the desert floor, they're just desert mountains, but they're gorgeous.
So anybody who does go to that area should take in the rock at our ranch. It really is a trip back into the past, I found, Stephen, with genuine cowboys. And they really recreate the Old West with that gunfight at the Old Gay Corral.
Well, I admire your taste, I'll tell you that.
Well, we have a nebulous connection, of course, the gunfight at the Old Gay Corral and Wyatt Earp. When we went to Des Moines, we actually saw the birthplace of Wyatt Earp. We went out to Pella. And that's where he was born.
Right, so there's two destinations at once. Talking about the friendly people or the old-time hospitality, that's one thing we did find in Mesa, and compare that to a lot of other resort destinations, is these were people who were, you know, downright friendly, and they were warm. Many people have relocated to Mesa from other parts of the United States, but it seems to have a whole genuine helpfulness to their whole demeanor to help. You know, a lot of times you go to other resort destinations and they aren't too helpful, but it seemed to be a whole different type of style of personality in Mesa.
You know, and Stephen, I think one thing we have to stress again for the listeners is that we were in Mesa, not Phoenix. Mesa's just a suburb of Phoenix, and all these attractions are in Mesa, which is a big, huge area, a suburb of Phoenix. Now, I don't know if I want to go into Phoenix. I've never been into that city, and I watched the news, and I saw film footage of homicides, crack dealers, this type of thing. And, I mean, it's not, I don't know if it's your typical American city or not, but Mesa is not like that at all. Low crime rate. They talk about that. Very few break-ins, fewer than Toronto or Montreal. Very few homicides. The crime is next to nothing in Mesa. But Phoenix, again, is another story.
Right, you fly into Phoenix, but then around 10 miles east of Phoenix Airport is Mesa, and this is where these museums, the Rockinar Ranch, your access to the Apache Trail, this is where this all begins.
That's where the great golf courses are, too.
Oh, yeah. Great golf, and, of course, the Holiday Inn is where we stayed. And we're just looking through a survey here from Travel Marketing Magazine, and they've talked about what people are looking for in hotels these days. Everything that the people were looking for in hotels, from free breakfast to in-room coffee to daily newspaper to iron and ironing board and hair dryer, every one of those features that are important to business and leisure travelers are offered at the Holiday Inn and Suites on South Country Club Drive. Well, there's also an outdoor hot tub, too, so the hot tub, the spa experience, the swimming pool.
The spa of experience?
Yes, the spa experience.
Oh, the spa experience.
What about massages? Do they have that?
That would be you, Chad. We got to send you down.
All right, let's go.
We got to take a little bit of a break to tell you.
So I want to thank Jim Robson, one of our guests today from the Rockinar Ranch, for sharing with us. How much? Closing up, Jim. How much is your attraction? Somebody going there for the evening. How much does it cost?
Well, for adults, the price is $21 inclusive. That includes tax. There is no tipping. And for seniors, is $19. And we have prices go down to $10 for kids.
Awesome. Very, very reasonable for all that you get, and a great meal too. Jim Robson from the Rockinar Ranch in Mesa. Thanks for joining us this morning. Vic Phillips, stay on the line. We'll continue with Mesa, Arizona, here on Travel World.
And just to give you a few words about a brand new computer store out in the West Island. Well, they're not so brand new, actually. They're a year or so old. It's called Reboot Computers. They're in the Valois Shopping Center, which is just near Highway 20 and Sources Road. They sell you new and used computers. They can also take care of your old repairs. They have a stock of, you know, used, new, and obsolete parts so that you know that they can repair what you have. A lot of stores these days are going to try and sell you the brand new rig when it's easy enough to repair your old thing. Reboot Computers on the West Island in the Valois Shopping Center, the computer store that cares. Call them now at 428-1919. See another nebulous connection. 1919, the year our station was founded.
Yeah, 80 years, so remember that. 428-1919.
It's in the Valois Shopping Center on Donegany near Highway 20 and Sources Road. Chad, roll the break.
Have you noticed that from week to week, your list of pharmacy needs may change? Sometimes it's day to day. That's why Noemie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center pride themselves on being able to take care of your needs. That means making sure you find what you're looking for, from allergy medication to cough medicine, or just some good advice. For friendly, personal service, visit Noemie Scheinfeld, pharmacist in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, affiliated with PJC Jean Coutu.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sports Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bay. Telephone 271-5058.
Hi, from Bouvier Massonneau at 7272 Newman Boulevard in Ville LaSalle. I'm Lita Polson, checking out the new flyer here at Bouvier Massonneau. Drop by for a copy and drop by and do some browsing with the whole family. We're heading to so close to spring. What, it's a month away as of today, as a matter of fact. You're going to want to refresh your home and refresh your electronics. How about over 35 VCR models in store to choose from, starting at $139. We have on promotion this weekend the Sharp VHS VCR Universal Remote Control, high-speed rewind function, and the 19-micron video head. head system, allowing you to obtain this clear picture in EP mode. $139 for this week, and that's $139 for that VCR. Ask about it. Blue Matsuno, by the way, have an incredible selection of electronics, including over 27 stereo system models, starting at $169. The Sharp 40-watt total stereo system on promotion for $269. Four speakers included, three CD changer, drawer style, and double cassette deck. You can see that by dropping by the electronics department or home appliance department. Amazing here at Bray Matsuno, 7272 Newman Boulevard in Villa Salle.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollar today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
Happens when we boys come back into town, and we feel like a little bit of hell raising.
Yeah, we've bottled it up for too long, and now we have to get it all out.
All out. Speaking of all out, we got Heather in studio with us. We got Vic on the line, and it's not the same Dolly.
No, not the same Dolly who phoned up from...
Not the boys raising hell, then.
Welcome, Dolly.
He runs a steamboat attraction on Canyon Lake, and that's on the Apache Trail in Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, very well. Very well, thanks. So much to do just outside Mesa that gets you right out into the countryside, and one of those attractions is the Dolly Steamboat.
That's correct.
Now, you'd never, Stephen, this is Vic and Toronto, you'd never think that there would be a steamboat out in the middle of a desert. I mean, I look at Arizona as strictly desert country, I didn't know there was water out there.
Leave it to Steve to find a boat ride in the desert. There's a boat ride every time we go. Every time.
In the middle of the desert.
In the middle of the desert, Stephen found a boat ride.
And in the Tonto National Forest.
Beautiful scenery. You have a number of different departures. You have the nature cruise during the day, and then you have a dinner cruise.
That's correct. We have a nature cruise that departs every day of the year, all year round, except Thanksgiving and Christmas Day at 12 noon and 2 p.m. And the skipper narrates and gives you history of the area. You may even see some bighorn sheep, blue heron. We even saw a bald eagle last week. So it's beautiful. The sunset dinner cruises are 2.5 hours long, and they are delightful. They depart at sunset and return under a blanket of stars.
Now, the only question,
is this a man-made lake, though?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Yes, it is. It's in a chain of lakes, and it was made by river erosion and cataclysmic earthquakes. Canyon Lake is the only one that has this dramatic effect in the chain of lakes. There's Roosevelt, Apache, Canyon, and Saguaro.
So you're right in the lower Sonoran Desert, then?
Yes. It is absolutely gorgeous. And this is what the skipper narrates about. He gives you some history of all of that. So it is just absolutely wonderful. So, and we're missing some of you this year.
And you've found your numbers of Canadians not the same as the past years, or?
No, I. That's right. That's correct. We're missing you.
Well, it's our Canadian dollar. It's still worthless out there when you really get out the
way. I know. But it makes us sad. We even have a flag for you. Did you know that?
A flag?
We fly the Canadian.
Oh, you fly the Canadian flag as a welcome to the Canadian visitor.
Right.
Well, maybe we could talk you to Dolly into giving Canadians a break. Maybe Canadian dollars at par for the cruise?
Now you're talking.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to my To the one in charge.
See, Travel World strikes again for listeners.
Listeners go down there. They go to the Dolly Steamboat. They say, we heard it on Travel World.
They have to wear a Canadian flag.
That's right.
And
yeah, like on the Air Force.
Well, we would love to see you.
Definitely.
We would.
Now, the Apache Trail, Vic... that was a memorable
to show up with just the Canadian flag on.
you took the Apache Trail.
that was the wildest ride in my life, one of the scariest adventures I've ever gone through. I'll tell you, I mean, if you're constipated, this trip will cure it. you're way up in the sky riding this highway. No guardrails on the winding road. Nowhere to turn off.
Like, who's driving
me?
Pepto Bismol.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well.
20 miles of terror I felt, but if you're not afraid of heights, it won't bother you.
Well, it can be frightening. However, when you're used to driving it all the time, you know, it does make a difference. And like I say,
it's... And you try it faster and faster.
Well, do cars ever disappear, Dolly? That's what I wanted. Do people just disappear?
No. They don't, please.
Please.
They don't disappear. You're supposed to take your time and enjoy Mother Nature's artistic desert landscape.
That's right.
Right. Its speed limit is 15 miles per hour and...
15.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not 51.
And you're supposed to observe that.
Well, the perspiration rolling into my eyeballs, I couldn't see anything.
Oh, gosh.
He thought it said 115.
Well, when you come back, I'll take you up the trail in the Dolly van. How's that?
Well, that's great. You know, when we were...
With the little crow's nest that they sit you in.
Now, Stephen also is afraid of heights. And when we were driving along this trail, I mean, it is beautiful, spectacular scenery, but I am definitely afraid of heights. I can't even sit out in someone's balcony and have a drink. That's how bad it is. Or if I was a cowboy, I couldn't wear high heels. I mean, I'd fall over. But when we were riding up there, I said, Stephen, you got to get my mind off of this. Talk about anything. Talk about baseball. Talk about girls. Talk about anything. And he could tell I was panicking. And he was looking at all the maps and the guides, and he says, well, let me see. He says, oh, yeah, it's 5 miles high, he says.
Oh, God.
Well, then
he was talking about the Mile High Club.
Well, like I say, the next time I'll drive you up there, and then you can relax, or we'll put a patch on you, better yet.
Take him in one of those fire trucks, suspended out in the little gondola just over the edge.
Oh, that would be something. No, but if we weren't scared of heights, it was a very scenic drive up there. And if you look far off in the distance to see the mountains and the again the desert landscape, it was spectacular.
So bring your camera, I guess.
It is gorgeous. I guess what you need is to maybe go a little bit slower, and then you wouldn't have that fear because you could be looking and appreciating the scenery, you know. But
Dolly, we couldn't go any slower. There was a lineup of cars behind me.
I know. You know what you have to do? You have to pull over and let them go ahead and go by.
Oh, where do you pull over?
Well, there are. You see, you have to come back.
All right.
It's certainly worth another visit there. We, you know, and take the Apache Trail up there, stop at the ghost town we talked about earlier.
And we went to Tortilla Flat.
Tortilla Flat. Now, when you leave Tortilla Flat is when it gets a little bit more adventurous, because this is the dirt road.
Yeah, we didn't take the dirt road on the way.
Dirt road on a mountain.
No, we didn't continue on the dirt road. But those are the three attractions: the ghost town, the Dolly Steamboat, and then Tortilla Flats. And the Tortilla Flats, you have the great burgers and chili there at Tortilla Flats. A good stop at the end of the trail. Well, thanks, Dolly, for joining us. Our time is coming up to an end here.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful day.
Well, same to you. And we can...
When you come back to Arizona, give us a call.
We will.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you, Vic Phillips, for traveling with us to Mesa. The number to call for the Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau, again, 1-800-283-MESA. And their website, www.arizonaguide.com/Mesa. All the information you can want on hotels and attractions and their visitor's guide and their hotel golf packages.
I've always wanted to go to Arizona. You guys make it sound so appealing to get out there.
Well, we'll be going next year. I mean, we're looking forward to it. It's one of those destinations other than Florida where you can you learn something, the Southwestern heritage, the Indian heritage. There's culture, there's art.
Well, sure is. It's like a place that you don't really think of going as an average Montrealer.
No, it really had a lot of charm. And as I say, inexpensive, nice hotels, good restaurants, good shopping, but not overly touristy and overly hyped. So yep. Mesa, Arizona gets a good approval from Travel World, and we can recommend it. Fly out there on Air Canada.
Well, maybe next time we'll send Vic out to Biloxi, and then I'll go out to Arizona. We'll do the same show in reverse, but Vic, you would have loved Biloxi when you went down there.
Yeah, I'm a gambler. I wouldn't like Biloxi. But,
yep.
but
not
you
just
know,
a gambler.
I've decided many years from now when I pack it in and retire, I'll tell you, Arizona's going to be my winter destination every year, not Florida.
No, it certainly has that year-round appeal, and I would retire to Arizona.
You'd retire to Arizona?
I'd retire. I'd somebody sends me out to Arizona, I'd go there tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, for good.
Yeah, we'll have to broadcast our show from Arizona.
Yeah, we could. KPHX or whatever they call it.
So we're going to, while we have Vic on the line, it's worth mentioning that we're going to head down to West Palm Beach next month. And we're going to see the expos.
Yep, the show of the 20th of March.
Well, that should be fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. Always have fun here on Travel World. Next week, we'll be talking about active women vacations with Evelyn Kay, some of America's best free vacations. I guess she owns a fax machine and bargain adventures. Also, insider tips on planning the ideal Caribbean getaway with Natalie Pascal. So, two guests next week who've written books and have some travel guide tips to share with Travel World listeners.
Well, welcome back, Steve Montreal. Thanks for joining us back here at Travel World. We'll see you next week. Heather, thanks for joining us here
pleasure.
On the show.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And special thanks, of course, to all the listeners.
All the listeners. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willa Baggins. And hand to Chad behind the console. Thanks for listening to Travel World. Listen to us next week.
Next Saturday, 11 at noon, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
Chad, roll it.
Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so...
You're listening to AM 600 in Montreal, Canada's first radio station.